Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did the spirit of a father who loved his child return to help them through life? That's the question today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them, and you can call in anytime you want, 24/7. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the show. What's going on?
Hey, friend. Not too much.
Yeah.
I saw that you vacationed in the wonderful Branson, Missouri.
I did. and this is airing almost a month afterwards. But we went back to where we live for about 3 years, and you know, it was fun. We had some fun going back, almost back in time. It kind of felt like, you know, kind of seeing some old friends and seeing some old places, and it was a weird thing. It was like, and here's the weird thing: we walked into one of my favorite restaurants when we were there at the Hyatt, and the Hyatt has a great bar restaurant place on the outside. It's a giant convention area, and it's just so pretty. It overlooks the river and all that. And the second we walked in there, we got out of the cab, and what was playing was Bon Jovi, "Who Says You Can't Go Home." And
it's like, that's interesting.
And I don't consider that home by any means, but it was a home for a while, and it kind of made me a little teary eyed as I walked through the concourse, if you will, as we walked up to the place we're gonna go hang out for a little while, because it was just like, this is weird, you know.
But it's kind of cool because you have a lot of, you know, it's a town that you have some really good memories in, you know.
And yeah,
gosh, when you moved there, Harper was little.
She was so baby. Yeah, so a lot of it's new to her. I mean, she remembers a lot of it, but there's some parts that she does not. And it was just, you know, we had fun, and it was a great weekend. We went and did some water park stuff and just had a fun weekend, and did a little Halloween stuff. And it was overall just a fun time together. So,
and speaking of the Halloween stuff, like, she got a lot of candy. And so then I saw a picture that she had like separated it all out. And there was this ginormous pile of Reese's. And I did comment, I just don't know if you saw it, but I did comment that she could send those to Aunt Carol. And I'd be happy to take all of those Reese's off her hands.
Oh, my goodness.
So just so you know.
She had so many Reese's peanut butter cups.
See, and I'm just thinking of your household.
Yes.
Too many.
Oh, I agree. I think sending it would not be a bad idea.
Because awesome. You got my address.
Oh, my gosh. It was just so many. But we had fun, and we had our trick or treating last night, and it really didn't feel like a crazy amount of houses that we hit. But at the end of the day, it really was, you know, I had a pillowcase with me, and she had my Halloween bag, which actually was my original Halloween costume as a child. And when I was like one, it turned into a Halloween bag. And she had that, and it's a pretty big bag, and she filled that thing up. And then halfway through, she's like, "Dad, dump this into the pillowcase." Like honey, you
look like I have too much.
Like you're carrying it. Okay. Like, what's going on? She's like, "No, Dad, it's the appearance. When I go to the houses, people think I have too much candy. and if they look at me and go, I have little candy, they'll give me more candy because they're going to feel bad for me."
Oh my God. She has it totally figured out. Because those are the kids that I would normally be like, take whatever you want.
Exactly. And that's what
you did. I don't even have trick-or-treaters. Like, I didn't have one kid stop by. And I'm not surprised. I don't have a lot of kids on my block.
Yeah.
And this isn't the street. Like, there's places in this town where thousands of people go to trick-or-treat.
Sure.
And it ain't my neighborhood.
No, she was all about it. She had a whole strategy involved. And I'm like, honey, like, I have to then carry all this candy with me myself. And she's like, do it, Dad. And like, I'm carrying my phone already. And she's like, do it because I need more candy. And if I don't, they're not going to give it to me. I'm like, okay. So I did it. And we like emptied it. And I was carrying this whole sack.
I love that you gave the excuse. I have my phone.
Well, I was trying to take pictures.
I can't possibly carry that.
Well, I was trying to like be like taking pictures and be the dad of like, let's photograph this thing fun. And then suddenly I have like this whole sack of like 8 pounds of candy behind my head. I'm like, I got to do that. And then people are like, what are you carrying all this candy for? Your child has this candy. And like, I'm not walking up to the houses myself. And, but they're like, they look at you strangely. And she's just like, I don't fucking care. Like,
it's like I have another kid. He's down the street.
And she's just like, just load up. And she, oh my God, she had like, there's like 10 full size candy bars. I think she got last night. And I mean, it really didn't seem like a lot of houses, but I swear to God, like as far as volume goes in the short amount of houses we went to, she, I think, made a record. That was pretty astonishing what she got last night.
You should weigh it.
We're probably talking at least 8 to 10 like, pounds. At least 8 to 10.
17 pounds of candy.
I'm not kidding.
Best year ever.
I'm not kidding. At least 8 to 10, without a doubt. I did not weigh it, but we're at least in that area. And she got so many full size things. And oh my God. And the weirdest thing, one of the most common items list last year, Junior Mints.
What?
Junior Mints.
Maybe they were on sale someplace.
Maybe. It was just...
People are like, that's a good deal on the Junior Mints.
And a lot of chocolate, too. Like, there was... Because, like, a lot of times, like, the years you go, it's like, you're loaded up with kind of, like, the sweeter stuff because it's cheaper. She was so loaded on chocolate. Like, there were so few of, like, the sweeter things. It was like, you have very few Skittles. You have very few Starbursts. You have just tons of, like, Snickers and Hershey's and everything chocolate. And... it was like she loaded up. She had a good year. So happy Halloween.
She had a good weekend. You're a good dad. You're a good dad, Tony.
Thank you. I just do what I do. I'm just being dad. But
it's good.
It was fun. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first story of the day. It comes to us. It says, glowing from head to toe. What was the entity that appeared to a woman late at night? Glowing. That's the question that we ask as we jump into this. And oh my God. Oh, we have something fun to do, Carol, in a little bit. Do you know what I have here in a little bit?
I don't know. I'm intrigued.
I created the Casey Kasem voice.
Oh, we talked. You might have to do a little backstory on this.
Oh my God, I have not even done it yet. I know it got. I know it's like been processed, so I have to like try that a little bit. Oh, I'm so excited!
Nobody's like, gonna know what this is.
I have to. We're gonna have to in just a little bit because this is. It processed the voice, it processed the Casey Kasem voice, and it processed my bullshit saying, I'm Casey Kasem. So.
But it's all computer generated.
Yes.
So you had to submit the audio.
I did.
And then you can get Casey Kasem to say anything you want him to say.
In theory.
Because you did it with your own voice, and it actually sounded pretty real.
Yeah, because me and I can do Casey pretty good. This should be
so
interesting.
So the other night I was like, find some Casey Kasem audio and submit that. Because you do a really good, like you can add in there some pretty good stuff of your
Let's
own.
Try this
because
hang on,
you
hang
do
on,
a good impersonation.
Go. I'm Casey. Okay, it's generating. Let's see what this sounds like. I know we're totally delaying the story, but I just thought of this as we were just about to start. Here we go.
Im Cassett Casem.
Cassett Casem. Now on with the countdown.
I wasn't ready for that.
Let's see what this sounds like. It says now on with the countdown. I type that in. Let's see what it says. Generating.
Now on with the countdown.
Not bad.
Not too bad.
We could make Casey say some pretty crazy shit.
But those computer generated voices are so weird when, because sometimes like they'll put the wrong emphasis on things. So I was calling someone today and it was like that whole, you got to go through all these prompts to get to the person's voicemail. And his last name's Woodward. Mm-hmm. And it says, would you like to leave a message for blank Woodward? The way it said it, Woodward.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. So to get them to do it correctly is hard.
I'm typing something.
So this is all a program that you yes. submit. Like you submit the, it's kind of like what you could use for people who can't speak, and then yeah. they could type in.
Here we go. Ready?
So they don't send. Oh.
Here's Casey.
I love having sex goats. Do you? That's what I heard from Steve Perry. And that's what made him come up with the latest number one single on the countdown. I love having sex goats. Do you? That's.
I love him more because he does sound like a robot voice. That's awesome.
Oh my God. It totally says Casey. Sex with goats. I missed the word with.
Sex goats. Do you?
Let me add some more to this.
Oh my God.
Okay. Keep commenting, Carol.
Oh, yeah. I'm making small talk.
Yeah.
So anyway, you could use this. Like one of the kids I know with a special needs group, like he has to type in everything into his keyboard. He actually does it with his eyes, and a voice generates the audio. And so it sounds like an actual person. So that's kind of this whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did it with your own voice, and then, which sounded pretty good, I might add. But, you know, for somebody who has like ALS, this would be amazing. They could record things in advance in their own voice and it would always sound like them. But Tony Bruschi being Tony Bruschi is like, let's do it with Casey Kasem's voice, which I think is very funny.
Here we go.
Generating?
We okay. got a great one. Here we go. This is going to be fucking epic. Ready?
Yeah.
There we go. It's generating. And get ready, kids.
Do you? That's what I heard from Steve Perry. And that's what made him come up with the latest number one single on the countdown. My wife killed me. She held me in my bed and eventually I perished. My family was held back from seeing me. And now there's a great podcast on audible.com. It tells the whole story. Fuck that bitch.
That's funny. Could you have him say something about me?
What do you want him to say?
I don't know. You think of that. Because it's more fun when we don't know what you're typing. I mean, I'm hot. I'm like all those things. I mean, like, wow, Carol, you are amazing. Don't say that. That would be boring.
Keep talking. I'm filling this in for you.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought it would be nice, like if Casey Kasem in his heyday really wanted me or something like that. I mean, not like I would have gone out with him. He wouldn't have been my type. But, you know, just having him say something complimentary about me, even if it's like, your hair looks pretty today, Carol, that would be good. Or, Carol, I sure would like to go out for a walk with you and Buddy. Even though that walk would last about a block. Am I still just talking?
You're talking, because you're gonna have the best Casey thing in the world.
Oh my gosh. This is the best day ever. Even though it might make me feel a little sleazy, because I'm sure whatever you're getting ready to say is gonna not be
This is fucking amazing. We can have a Carrot Casey can explain anything in the fucking world. This is like, no one does this.
This is the kind of toy that lights Tony's life up.
It's like, who has fake Casey Kasem? I mean, here we go.
I love having sex with oats. Do you? That's what I heard from Steve Perry. And that's what made him come up with the latest number one single on the countdown. My wife killed me. She held me in my bed and eventually I perished. My family was held back from seeing me. And now there's a great podcast on audible.com. It tells the whole story. Fuck that bitch. What a lying piece of shit. Carol Hughes is the most amazing woman in the world. We had amazing sex in 1993. She was the best lay of my life, almost as much as the song. I'll always love you by Whitney Houston. I will always ease love you too, Carol. This is your long distance request and dedication.
It's a request.
Isn't this fucking great?
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Oh my god, we have created the fake Casey Kasem on this show.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I love that he sounds so robotic.
Well, he always sounded robotic. That
it's a request. That makes me laugh.
Anything else you want to say? Anything else you want Casey Kasem to say?
Yeah, except we'll never get to an actual ghost story.
I know. Let's go to a ghost story.
No, you just need him to say, and now let's go to a ghost story. You know, like,
and now,
yeah,
on
you should just have an intro, everything.
And now, on with the ghost stories. Let's try that.
Actually, you sound more like him than he does.
And now, on with the ghost stories.
And now, on with the ghost stories.
Holy shit, it's so scary how real it sounds.
It's funny as shit.
Oh my god, that's disturbing.
I like the long distance request. Oh, thanks for that. Now if you just send me that audio file, I'll be happy.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna start getting random audio files throughout the day.
Wow, that was weird and crazy. Okay, I'm going to read a story, and eventually, like when I play a call, I'm going to type something new from Casey. Okay. Hey guys, Chelsea in Spring Hill, Tennessee here. I've been listening to your show for about a month now. Can't get enough. And I'm becoming an EPP this week. Thank you, Chelsea. And welcome everybody else to our crazy world of the shit that we do on this show. Oh my God.
There's somebody who just tuned in. It's like, yeah. What the F is this?
This is not your average ghost story show. We are our own deal. The story I want to share isn't super ghostly or creepy, but it's very special to me. I'm an only child, but come from a very large and very close-knit family. My mother's having 14 siblings. My mom was extremely close with one of our sisters, Eileen. They could have passed for twins. But the time I was born, my aunt Eileen was like my second mother and best friend. We truly shared an incredible bond. I was 6 years old in the year 2000 when Aunt Eileen suffered a massive heart attack. We spent 3 grueling weeks with her in the hospital until she was declared brain dead. And the family had to make a decision. Let her go. At 6 years old, I did not fully understand the weight of the situation and the fact that I would never see her again. It wasn't until years after, and to this day, that I have mourned her death and yearned for her friendship and guidance. Anyway, the second night after she had passed, I had dreamt that I still remember clear as day My mom and I were walking through the mall in our small town. She did so often. It seemed very normal and realistic, almost lucid. Then my aunt Eileen suddenly appeared in the front of me. Now, this part sounds cliche, I know, but she was wearing a long white dress, had huge angel wings. She had her same beautiful warm smile on her face, and she was literally glowing from head to toe. She gave me a big, huge hug and then pulled back to look at me in the eyes again. Remember, this was the point of the dream. Consciously interpreting the look in her eyes as goodbye, though she never said a word. I just want to add that my mom was right beside me in the dream. It was as though she was oblivious to what was happening. So it was just my aunt and I in the moment. Aunt Eileen then began to float up through the light that was beaming down around her. And so she went up through the ceiling of the mall. The light disappeared over her. Over the years, I would love to have gotten a visit from her, but I truly feel that she visited me in that dream 21 years ago to say goodbye forever because she was moving on. What are your thoughts? 6-year-old simply having her life being projected onto a dream or paranormal visit? Once again, love the show. Look forward to listening to it every single day. Your thoughts?
Visit, 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 visit.
Yeah.
I do. I think that's what that is. And you know, because like I've shared this story of Doug in an episode. I don't know how you find that, but it's there somewhere.
Yeah, it's one of our old Halloween episodes almost a couple years ago. But people.
Four years ago?
I've rerun it several times. So people do keep finding it.
But it was about, and you might have heard me talk about this before, but he was my boyfriend, got killed in a car wreck. And I had visitation dreams with him after. And there was the last one, he said it to me, this will be it. Like, I can't come back anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it in my dream. I knew, and I'm crying in my dream. I'm like, don't do this. Don't go. And I think I've probably had a dream with him in it since, but it's different.
Yeah.
And so I really get that feeling. It's like, this is it. Like, I came to say goodbye, or, you know, I can't see you anymore. That doesn't mean I think that that person is necessarily gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like when you're dead, like, what's time? But I just think that maybe they move on. I don't know.
I mean, it's hard to know, like, exactly what does that mean? How does that process? How does it all work? I mean, we will never really know the answers to those questions.
It's the one thing you want the answer to.
Exactly.
But I always felt like my dad would be the one who would be like, hey, I'm not going anywhere until my kids, as long as my kids are still here, I'm going to hang out, you know, and he doesn't come around. I don't get a lot of outside of Pennies.
Yeah.
But there have been several times over the years that I'm like, whoa, that was my dad.
No.
Because where's he got to go? Do you get a choice? Can you be like, hey, I got to stick around?
Yeah.
Or do you have to go on? I don't know. It's like, that's the one thing I think we'd all like the answer to. And
sure.
None of us will ever have it.
We won't. We'll never truly know exactly what that is.
But I do think that was a visitation dream.
I agree. Okay, our next story comes to us, and it's in a letter, but guess what? Casey Kasem is going to read it for us.
Oh, shit.
Let's try it. Here's the whole damn thing. Here we go.
So, I should preface this story with the fact that my husband is a medium. He's been into the occult for over 20 years. He's worked alongside some of the best investigative teams in Colorado. I honestly didn't believe him at first until I personally witnessed him doing things that I couldn't even explain. No matter how much I tried to debunk it. So, my dad passed away in April of 2020 at the age of 60. 6 days before my 27th birthday, 6 months before his 61st birthday to the day, my stepmom kept telling me he died upset with me. That really got to me, considering I would have done anything for my dad. My husband is a medium. So I convinced him to try and contact my dad through a Ouija session. Granted, he urged me not to go down that road, because I most likely wouldn't have liked what I found out. My father was a member of the Hell's Angels and had done some shady shit. We did it anyway. He asked me to tell him who my dad's favorite singer was. which was David Allan Coe. My dad was the second man in my family to die of cirrhosis of the liver, the first being his dad, when he started streaming David Allan Coe music. Surprisingly, the first song to play was Don't Cry, Darlin' with George Jones, a song about a man who drank himself to death. Well, halfway through, my husband stops, says nope, we're done, and proceeds to close the circle. He then tells me I'm not sure who that was, but it wasn't your dad. He then went on to describe what the man he saw looked like. The man he described was my grandfather, right down to the plaid Western pearl snaps he always wore. As soon as it was safe to leave the circle, I went and got a picture of my grandfather and asked if this was the man he saw. He stared at it for 30 seconds, looked at me and said, Mom, that's the man. Did you have any infant deaths in your family? I said, well, yeah. My dad's baby brother died at 5 months old. They said from SIDS. He then says, James, he killed that baby. I saw him standing over the crib strangling a baby. I brushed it off as nonsense at first. I remembered feeling this strong burning sensation on the inside of my right thigh.
Quite a fucking...
So I went in the bathroom to check it out. I found three distinct scratches.
This is so much darker than Casey's dedications back in the day.
That's so hard.
Holy shit.
Scratches on my inner thigh. I will include a picture as well. I showed my husband and he said, I've been doing this for 15 plus years. I've summoned literal demons. I haven't felt an evil like that in a very long time. I called my aunt the next morning to clear things up about it. Her response, James, he was a very evil man. Why do you think I didn't go to his house? Why do you think I keep crystals on me? And I saw my house. She then went on to tell me that her and others believed he was behind the mysterious death of his own nephew as well, and the death of his little sister. I recently got my husband to reveal to me what he saw when he saw my grandfather. He said first, well, he sure doesn't like gay men. Then he said he creepily grinned at me, which turned to almost laughter, and gave this look as if to say, oh, you want him. Well, you can't have him. He was my bitch in life. He's my bitch in death. Go away. I have more stories to tell of my experiences after my father's death, but I'll save those for another time. Thank you for letting me tell my story. I have attached a picture of some scratches on my leg from that Ouija session.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying.
Oh. Wow, we just just reached a new place in the Casey Kasem story.
Well, then it was weird because it was like, it sounded like a long distance dedication.
And then we really got really, really bad.
David Allan Coe. Oh, I'm crying. out of respect to that person who wrote that in, I really do think we should do that again, like in the next episode in the legit way, because I can't even really comment on that. Oh, but that last very ending part when he was like, that was his bitch or something. Oh, well, then it was so dark. Like, I got so wrapped up in Casey Kasem, and I'm like, oh my God, he killed the kid. Oh my God, he killed the nephew. Like,
I know.
Like, that guy was bad. And listening to Casey Kasem talk about it was just like, hey, and here's number 8 in our countdown.
It was just like something you'd never hear from Casey Kasem.
My God.
But here's
the... I can't even appropriately comment on that. We have to do that story again so we can actually comment on that. Oh, my God.
But eventually you want to hear, you know, something like, you know...
So, I should preface this story with the fact that my husband is a medium.
Oh, no. He's been into the occult. Let's go down here. Let's try this right here.
Casey, Cowdle, you please play Somewhere Out There. It waddle mean a lot to me.
Oh my God.
but he also said, like, oh, hang on, let's stop this. Like, but he also said, like, something of the effect of, like, here's your long distance dedication on American Top 40. Let's try that. Let's see what it sounds like. God, this is so fucking weird. The thing is, I can get him to say anything I want to of what my voice says too, which is really disturbing.
Tacey, cowdle you please play somewhere out there. It waddle mean a lot to me. Here's your long distance dedication on American Top 40.
Oh my gosh.
Very close. Very, very close.
Which actually, for this particular show, having somebody who's dead be one of the guest announcers.
Oh my God.
The guest host is kind of funny.
It is, isn't it?
It's just like, oh. That's some funny stuff.
I'm trying to make say a line about like the show. I'm like, here we go. Let's try this. Let's see what this is. This is just so silly, but it's just so fun. It's like, what on earth can you make Casey Kasem say, even though he's dead?
You go stories online, bitches.
Oh, hang on. Stop. Stop. Somewhere out there. Let's, here we go.
You are listening to Real Ghost Stories Online, bitches.
You're listening to Real Ghost Stories Online, bitches.
Real Ghost Stories Online,
bitches.
Oh. Oh my gosh, that was funny.
I'm still typing
something
more.
Just hit me. You're going to fire me because you won't need me anymore. You got Casey Kasem.
Isn't it crazy though? I mean, like, this is really going to kill. This is going to kill the voiceover industry, because you can have dead. I thought of this too, because there's a voice guy I used to use named Brian James, amazing voice guy for Top 40 Radio, but I emulate him very well. And actually, a lot of stations when he passed away years ago picked me up to be their voice guy because I do a very similar read. But the thing is, I could do this whole, you know, 101 WIXX, that sort of read. And I could bullshit this, and I could take all these tapes I have of Brian and tag them on, and then they could use his actual voice and recreate it, which is scary as shit. But you could do it with a living person too. So that's...
You're listening to Real Ghost Stories Online, bitches. What is this crazy shit that Carol comes up with?
We're going to fire her.
Yeah.
Who needs her now that you have me, Casey Kasem? Oh,
it's just crazy. I have one more to do. And one more wish from Carol, or one wish from Casey before we wrap up this episode. Because why not? This is just too fun. Here we go. It's generating as I make it. It has generated. So here we go. And here we go.
Buddy is so fucked in the head. Will she eventually eat Carol on her sleep? So I should prep.
Did he just say my dog is so fucked in the head and is going to eat me in my sleep?
Yes.
That is demonic, Casey Kasem. Now we can have two Caseys.
That is Casey
nice guy
Kasem.
Casey, and then we can have demonic Casey Kasem who says shit like that.
Oh my God. It's just like crazy where you can make anything say. This is scary and weird. But the thing is, I should grab you. I should grab your voice. We need to grab your voice. And then I can start typing in things for you to say.
Okay.
And it will be, it will be, oh my God. It's just so crazy. All right. Okay. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. That wraps up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you guys for listening and enduring our insanity. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.